From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is dead at the age of 94. An entertainment news website first reported her death earlier today. Wife of the 40th president, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2004. She served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989, spearheading the Just Say No to Drugs campaign during his administration. She was known for her elegant and soft-spoken personality publicly, but often criticized as having too much influence on her husband. She will be buried next to Mr. Reagan at the Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum, after a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at age 84. He played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. However, the two formerly close allies later became bitter foes, with Turabi the only Sudanese politician supporting the International Criminal Court warrant for Bashir's arrest. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin are casting their ballots today for that country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Tuma Boni Yaye. He is leaving office after the legally mandated two terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy on the troubled continent. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the bombing. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled fuel truck into a security checkpoint at 115 kilometers south of Baghdad, the checkpoint filled with cars backing up, waiting for entrance. This is VOA News.